Hello, welcome to the show.
Welcome to Suicide Pact.
This is Suicide Pact, the only show where we plan to kill ourselves.
That's right.
It's Happy Gay Pride Parade Day month, all month. There's pride parades all month.
Gay Pride Parade every day of the month.
The whole city's been shut down. It's been overrun by just fantastic people. God's people.
But
now it sounds like I'm being sarcastic.
Yep.
I'm not.
I know that.
I love them.
Well,
whatever they do.
I wish you would stop talking.
Why?
It makes me nervous. That's all.
I'm saying I love those people.
I know what you're saying, but
I'll list them for you.
No. You're making me very nervous.
I haven't said anything wrong yet.
No, not yet, but you still continue to speak. And I don't know why.
How come there's no straight pride parade? Okay. That's all I'm saying. How come?
Well, guess what? You're in luck. There is a straight pride parade. Ship off to Boston. You can be a part of it.
Yeah, they say they're going to have one in Boston, but they're not.
I hope not.
It's not going to happen.
I actually do hope they do, just because that would be so funny. I think all of us, even the people really complaining about it on Twitter, are secretly
would
very...
Would you go?
I would go.
You can't, because you fingered that lady that one time.
I'm
going to smell your fingers and kick you out. You're fucked.
What?
I'm going to go, but you can't go because they're going to check the pH levels underneath your fingernails.
What do you know about pH? You're a gynecologist now?
I'm not.
You don't know
but
shit.
They run a tight ship over there.
All right.
Hey, I was thinking you got to tell the John Stossel story.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
I do remember. Sweet John Stossel. If you guys don't know who he is, just Google image him right now while I'm telling this story, if you can. When I was in college, I was in a media ethics class, and she was showing us a video, like a really old video. Maybe it may have been like a VHS. I don't know why. Maybe she was hungover or something. Anyway, it was hosted by John Stossel, whatever TV show he used to host. I don't remember.
Yeah. I think, he didn't host a show. He was like he was like an investigative correspondent. Or not even investigative. Remember, like, what was that guy's name? Andy Rooney? Was it Andy Rooney? Andy Rooney. He was on one of those shows, like 60 Minutes or something. He'd be like, I go to the grocery store and I always wonder how come the hot dogs come in packets of blah, 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 blah.
Oh, they're not enough.
And then he would sit behind a desk and he was 3,000 years old. John Stossel was like the next
Andy Rooney.
Kind
of,
yeah.
His protege.
Yeah, that terrible, same like awful cadence.
Just
like confused about the world.
Stupid mustache nerd. He was hosting some investigation about...
you're not getting into the straight pride parade with that mustache. I'll just say that.
Yeah, that's true. That's all we'll say.
That's all we'll that's say. All, we'll
that
leave
is
it there.
All we will say. No comment. No further comment.
Yeah.
But infer what you will about John Stossel.
We're going to volunteer at the straight pride parade.
Hand out pamphlets. Hand out stickers for Suicide
For Suicide Pact.
Anyway, John Stossel was... He was investigating and exploring free speech on the internet, which is still something we haven't really tackled. He did not do a great job, but he got at one point into trolls on the internet. People like, can you slander somebody on the internet? Which I think you can.
Right. Just to reiterate, this is the early days of the internet. This was a VHS thing you're watching.
Yeah.
And it's in like...
There was no Twitter. It was like some forum somewhere.
It's like AOL dial-up, you know.
I don't even know. So he found people who had been bashing him somehow, and I don't know how he did it. Was there Google? Did he...
Well, I don't know.
Did he search his name? Anyway.
Did he ask Jeeves?
He may have asked Jeeves, and he was like... And I have some Twitter, I have some trolls of my own. And he was reading comments that people have said about them. And in his own voice, they forced him to say, and here's one. It says here, John Stossel is a butt weasel. And I peed my pants laughing.
He's a weasel that lives in a butt.
I remember nobody else laughed, and I couldn't focus the rest of the time. Somebody called John Stossel a butt weasel.
I think about that all the time.
Me
you
too.
Told me that, And I was like, this is the woman I'm going to common law marry.
No.
Why?
We're not.
We're common law married.
No, we're not.
But it's so beautiful. It's so, it's poetry.
John Stossel is a butt weasel is such a, yeah, it's such a perfect sentence. And also it can't, the best part about that is it cannot be slander if it's a cold, hard fact.
Sure. If he took that to court, the judge would be like,
I'm sorry, Mr. Stossel.
Dismissed.
Yeah. You are, in fact, a butt weasel.
I can see you standing before me.
A fucking butt weasel. That's so great. So what we did, tell him, Ian.
We set up an email account where you can contact us if you want. We'll write you back because we got nothing else going on.
Truly.
John Stossel is a butt weasel at gmail.com. Oh, this is the other thing. You have to find... And I will join you in this endeavor. You have to find John Stossel in every corner of the internet, be it YouTube. I think he works for Fox News now. Go to that Facebook page, Twitter. We'll tweet at him.
His daughter's wedding registry.
Sure. And just write John Stossel's a butt weasel just right there in the comments. Go to an abortion rally. Hold up a sign. Choose life. John Stossel's a butt weasel. Wherever... Oh, man. Go, you know, go to Good Morning America. Hold up a sign.
John Stossel is a butt weasel. So once again,
write it in the sky.
If you'd like to contact Suicide Pact, email johnstosselisabuttweasel@gmail.com.
Yeah. Hit us up.
How are you, Ian? I'm
exhausted. You know how I am. I just got off of work.
Me too.
I've been up for days.
Yeah.
I can see the future.
What's it like?
Bleak.
Uh-oh. Who's the president next year?
Donald Trump.
Okay.
Third term.
Oh, good. I'm taking a little break myself. I'm trying to take it easy. I've been drinking too much for the past 10 years or so.
Yeah, we went out this past weekend, and it was revealed to me that you've been me-tooing people by proxy.
Mm.
A friend of ours explained to me that you were getting hammered with them, her and somebody else, and you forced two of our friends to kiss each other against their will. And neither one of them enjoyed it.
Listen, is it really force if it's just the power of suggestion? I didn't. First of all, I don't remember.
Really coerced them into.
I don't know.
You are a drunk terrorist. You are. You've toned it down, but you used to do this thing. You know, like when people do that joke where when somebody's back is turned, like a stranger's back is turned, and you go behind them and you like make faces and you pretend to like fuck their ass.
Yes, hilarious.
And then they turn around and you're like, oh, what's this over here?
Very
and you just
funny.
Pretend like nothing is happening. You do that shit, but you're so fucking hammered that you don't realize that somebody is staring at you while you're doing it. The person, you're just be fucking some guy's head, and he's just looking at you like, what the? And then you like try to play it off, like, I wasn't doing anything. It's like, he's been staring at you for 8 minutes, and everybody, all your friends are just covering their faces, and you're like, ah, we're having a good time.
Oh, everybody loves this, right?
And everybody's like, get your girl!
Control your girl!
Control your girl!
This is why people don't like me.
I mean, there's a long list of reasons why people don't like you. I emailed it to you.
Yeah, you put it in a spreadsheet. Yeah, I still think that's adorable. Sounds funny to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think it's pretty cute.
Oh, it's super cute. For everyone involved.
Yeah, you love it.
Those of us picking up the pieces.
Yeah, trying to keep the cops away from me.
So you lost your tooth.
Then, in a way, that is how I lost my tooth. But we don't need to talk about that because I want to talk about my favorite person in the entire world.
John Stossel.
No, second... He's second. Number one, my girl, Casey Anthony.
Oh, yeah. Casey Anthony is making a movie.
Yeah.
About sitting on her kid or whatever she did.
Of all the things. Listen, Casey, if you want to reinvent yourself as a filmmaker, that's fine.
I don't know if she's making the movie. Like, I don't think she's right.
She's directing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's not like Quentin Tarantino-ing it. Like, writer-director.
Ron Howard hat and like...
yeah, one of those director's chairs. Those weird pants.
I thought she was making the film herself.
she is, I don't know, because the article I read was very short and did say, like, phrased it that way, like, she's making a movie about what happened to Kaylee. And apparently Kaylee drowned in what I can only assume is an above ground pool. This is the story she's telling.
For sure. Even
though the baby had like wrench dents in its head or whatever. No, I don't know if that's true.
Oh my God. She's like, I don't know what happened.
She drowned?
SIDS, I think.
Your baby drowns and you still go out. You know,
partying
to the Tampa Rainforest Cafe to go
get drunk.
Yeah, drink margaritas.
Rip shots.
Whatever the fuck she did. God, she is no Amanda Knox, I'll tell you that much.
Shut up about Amanda Knox forever. It's a very sore spot for me.
Amanda Knox is guilty. Stealing my heart.
I'll kill you and Amanda Knox.
Like to see you try.
No, but like of all the things Casey Anthony could make a movie about, you know?
Yeah, why not make Star Wars?
Israel and Palestine. Sure. Anything. Don't make a movie about your dead baby.
Yeah.
You got off. You're done. This
she
is
wants
so
to, she
OJ.
Wants to tell you, yeah, she wants to tell you what really happened. OJ killed her baby.
Do you think that Casey Anthony is like OJ for trashy white women?
What does that even mean?
Like,
I don't even understand the question. Oh, that trashy white women don't think she did it?
Yeah, they're like, good for you.
Maybe.
Definitely not. But.
Or just like more like they can relate. They're like, sure, who hasn't wanted to dunk their kid in an above ground pool? But not all of us are that rich.
It was ladies' night down at the pig trough.
What am I not going to get a Long Island iced tea?
Oh, man. I can't wait for the. Let's go to the premiere. I'll get my belly button pierced.
Oh, yeah. We should do a double feature. We'll do that and then LaQuisha or whatever that movie is.
LaQuisha, yeah.
LaQuisha.
Can't wait for both those. What a year of cinema it's gonna be.
I know.
The golden age.
I wish Siskel and Ebert were alive to see this.
Yeah.
Are they both dead?
Jaw hanging.
Did both
off
of their jaws fall off? That'd be weird. Something in the water over there at Paramount Studios or whatever. Wherever they filmed that show. I used to like that show before his jaw fell off. He had to type through a Stephen Hawking's computer.
Teletype. He did really commit to his job. Like, you know, when your jaw falls off, it's time to
just retire. If you're eating
television.
If you're eating food through a tube at all.
Yeah.
Take her ease.
Yeah.
Put your feet up. Just watch the movie. Don't report on it because it's gross to look at. Let's be honest. And I really feel for you and your family.
No, I do.
But, and I think I speak for all of us when I say you.
Yuck. I 100% agree. I don't even think this is that edgy to say. It's like, I'm so sorry this happened to you, but don't make us look at it anymore.
And they wanted to sell it to us like, what a
inspiration.
Spirit.
We're like, okay, now we need subtitles and a vomit bag.
Isn't there a point in your life where you're allowed to be a little bit of a bummer? Like you still, like your jaw falls off and you still gotta be like, you know, have an indelible spirit and raise people's moods.
Yeah, it's
like
up to
every time we saw him, he should have been like, oh my God. I've never even heard of such a thing.
But he was forced to keep it together so we could hear how good G-Force was or whatever.
If Leonard Maltin's jaw falls off, he's retiring. He's not going to push through.
When I was
going to blend up all his popcorn.
Give it to him through a feeding tube. When I was in college, this girl that was in one of my classes, we weren't really friends. She was like friend of a friend. None of this matters. But she tweeted when Roger Ebert died, she tweeted at Leonard Maltin and said, I bet Leonard Maltin's real excited today that Roger Ebert died.
Jesus.
He tweeted back at her. He like quote retweeted her and was like, how dare you say that? He was a wonderful friend of mine. I love this man.
Yeah, that's pretty
and
brutal.
The internet went after her.
Good. I mean, she kind of deserves that.
Yeah. She was dumb.
There was a whole controversy too with Ebert and Ryan Dunn from Jackass.
What?
Because Ebert wrote this long thing about how Ryan Dunn was irresponsible for drinking and killing himself and that other guy.
And people were like, boo.
And then all the Jackass guys got all pissed off at him. And there was this huge feud.
Well, I mean, he's right?
Sure.
He killed his friend. Not only himself, he killed his friend. I didn't even know that. He killed somebody else in the car?
Yeah. A guy who was like, a producer on the Jackass movies or something.
He said it's irresponsible to drink and drive. And
he wrote a whole blog post about it.
Fuck you, man.
It was weird timing.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey.
Yeah.
Fuck you, dead guy.
Yeah, that's true. It's been a long time without you, Ryan Dunn.
No, that song was written about Paul Walker.
Same thing.
Was Paul Walker drunk?
Yeah.
Or just stupid?
I don't know.
I mean, it's a tragedy that he died. But he sucked, man. I fucking hated him. Those movies sucked.
Wasn't he also, he was like the dumb jock heartthrob in early 90s movies, right?
Was he?
He was like the one in She's All That where he's like, dude, you're gonna fuck the nerd girl? Oh my god. Oh wait, she took her glasses off. She was really hot. Good for you, man.
I don't think so. I think that was a different guy. Maybe you're right. I don't know.
I think it was Paul Walker.
Sure. Let's say it was Paul Walker.
Absolutely no way.
Right in.
No way to tell. There's no way to find that out.
Wasn't his girlfriend, I think, 12? I think I'm getting this right, 4? Wasn't his girlfriend, I think, pretty sure, Kaylee Anthony?
Oh my god. No relation.
Is that right?
Separate Kaylee Anthony.
Right.
Was also 4.
Yeah.
There's no way to find out any of this information. I was walking by in my neighborhood the other day. There was a bank, and it said, what? Trivia question. What language was Anne Frank's diary originally written in? Find out the answer inside. I was like, you know, we can all Google
this. Yeah, we can
this
Google
and
it.
We can
also,
figure this out.
Weird trivia, what? Man.
What are you doing? You're going to lure me into a bank with Anne Frank trivia?
Yeah.
That'll be like, I'm sorry. Pull over the car. I got to know.
Yeah. Also, who cares what language her diary was written in? What was the answer, by the way?
Dutch.
Dutch.
I knew that for the record.
Me too. Me too. Remember when Justin Bieber wrote that he hoped that if Anne Frank was alive today, she'd be a believer in her guest book at her house?
I'm not a Justin Bieber fan, but he's an international superstar. She was, what, 12 or 13? He's probably right. I don't think that's like the most... it's just a weird thing to bring up. Like, just leave her alone. Leave her memory alone.
Yeah.
But she probably would have been, right?
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Nah, I bet she'd be more into the Jonas Brothers.
She was a horny teen girl.
Sure. You're right. Yeah, didn't you want to... Did you ever read the diary?
Yeah.
Seems like a breach of trust.
Yeah. For sure. Definitely.
If I die, when I die...
Yeah, I'm
going to
publish your comedy notebook.
Yeah, please don't.
I'll be dead too.
That's true. Speaking of advertising outside of establishments, do you remember this trend of sandwich boards outside of bars with like clever little sayings on it? Like,
oh my god!
Soup of the
I
day,
remember?
Beer.
Yes, they still do that in my neighborhood. And
it's a big Brooklyn thing.
It's very cute. Heavy quotes. They like the other day I saw one that was just, "Yeah, you can't get a hangover if you never sober up." I was like, "Yikes!"
Wow. Your kids won't talk to you, but this bartender will.
Come on in. Forget your baby died.
Yeah, your son's not dead in here.
No, just kidding. He's
still yeah, I mean, wait. He I mean, is. He still is, he but we is. Have beer. It's a long sign.
Miller High Life and shot specials.
Yeah, memory erasers.
That reminds me. One more thing about Casey Anthony. Movie, which I cannot wait for. Don't you think she's not above, like, she will definitely do this, having Kaylee, like, a scene where Kaylee is in heaven or something?
Oh, for sure. Like, the clouds part, like, Mufasa.
She's looking down on her, like, hi, Mom.
Yeah, I'd watch that movie.
For not killing me.
Maybe it'll be animated.
Oh, that would be cool. Who would voice Casey Anthony?
Gilbert Gottfried.
That'd be great. That would make it so much more likable, I think. I feel like he can get away with a lot where we're like, we're all just fucking around, right?
What was the joke he made that made it so he couldn't be the Affleck duck anymore? Something
certainly
about,
had to do with Nazis, right? Hitler?
No, it was something about like Haiti, the earthquake or something.
Oh, really?
It was a huge natural disaster where a bunch of people died.
I think
maybe it happened in Japan or something. I forget. But he was brutal.
He made a joke about that. Well, that's
he's a fascinating guy. Did you watch that documentary? Did we watch that together?
Yeah, it was great.
We didn't finish it, but he's a fucking weirdo.
He is. He's
in
very
the coolest
odd.
Way.
He's such a simple old man. It's funny because he's so loud and obnoxious on stage, but he just likes to like go to diners and eat soup and be left alone.
Well, he's been a character his entire life. Those early
sets
he did. He's just such a strange person.
He's cool because nothing fazes him. Like, he's a Jewish guy, and, like, he will...
And that's fine.
He'll do photo ops with people dressed as Nazis at his show. And be like,
Well, he went to... In the documentary, didn't he go to, like, a convention or something? It was, like, a Nazi memorabilia.
He thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, he couldn't stop laughing.
So weird. I've definitely seen him dressed as Hitler, for sure.
Sure. There was a lot of that back in the day.
Yeah.
Roseanne.
She dresses Hitler.
There's a photo of Roseanne dressed as Hitler, pulling gingerbread Jews out of the oven.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's intense.
Holy shit! Wait, didn't they publish that in a magazine?
It was in a magazine.
That's crazy. Oh my god!
It really shows you how just a few years ago we weren't as, I guess, woke or whatever you want to call it. You could really get away with some shit. People keep pointing out how Sarah Silverman did blackface and how Jimmy Kimmel did blackface, and everybody was fine with it. They thought it was funny.
Wow. You know what I really think it is? I think we're just inundated with opinions now. Opinions are so accessible that I bet if Twitter and stuff had been around in the 80s and 90s, it would have been the same exact thing. It's just like now we can hear an immediate backlash. You can't write letters, you know, it's like.
But it's, I don't think people actually experience outrage.
No.
Or I don't think people are sensitive. I think what people are addicted to is righteous indignation.
Yeah, for sure.
So feeling like you're fighting for something and it doesn't really matter what it is. It's just the rush of being right. And when you're right and correct and the other person is a bigot, you get to be a shithead.
You're better than them.
You get to be really mean to them. You get to start off tweets like, listen up, ass faces.
Yeah.
Here's the way it is. Libtards or conservatards.
conservatoids. I really think I'm not going to defend blackface. That's fine. We can do away with that forever. But I will say, like, anybody outwardly complaining about stuff like that, I want to be like, do you really think that Sarah Silverman's racist? Like, deep down, do you really think she hates minorities? And you know the answer is no. No matter what they say, you know the answer is no. So, I don't know. They're just, you know.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel was dressed up as Carl Malone. He was doing a character. He can do a Carl Malone impression. And then it's like, well, is that blackface? He's fucking making his skin darker.
Yeah.
But, you know, so did Fred Armisen on SNL when he was Barack Obama.
Did they make his skin darker?
Yeah, they darkened his skin.
Wow.
And nobody gave a shit. I mean, people noticed. They were like, yikes, a little bit. But nobody was like, what the fuck? Because you understand the intent there.
You know
why? I don't know what Sarah Silverman did. I don't remember.
Me neither.
She used to be crazy, though.
I know. Do you know why Fred Armisen got away with it, though?
Because nobody knows what ethnicity he is.
Nobody knows what race he is. They're all like,
Porter Jew.
Armenian?
What is he? You know what he is,
yeah,
right?
I looked it up. He's like, he really is.
Of course you did.
Why? What do you mean?
I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
We did it together because we had this conversation about him playing Obama.
We held hands. And we looked up the race of everybody that's ever done
race
SNL, and then we grouped them.
he's just like we joked. He's an amalgamation of every. He's like German, Filipino, Brazilian. I don't know. He's a lot. He's a little bit Asian, a little bit Hispanic,
he's
and
like
a
Bruno
little bit,
Mars.
Well, yeah. So he's everything.
Bruno
but
Mars
still,
is every ethnicity and every gender.
That's true. He's everything. He's the every woman.
He can't come to the straight pride parade.
Unfortunately not.
Come down to Boston to the straight pride parade. We've got khakis on sale and a performance about three doors down.
Come on down to the straight pride parade. We'll be screening Van Wilder and doing a reading of I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell. Tucker Maxwell, sign your copy.
Sponsored by Kohl's.
Kohl's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wear your khakis and your stupid golf shirt that your girlfriend picked out for you.
What a bad look, by the way. Terrible. I don't know where I was the other day. Preppy dudes. Mm-hmm. Like a pastel shirt with a collar on it. Mm-mm. Khaki pants. Mm. A New
khaki
Balance.
Shorts.
Sure.
Well, yeah. Sorry,
but like
ahead.
A New Balance shoe or like maybe a loafer.
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's bad.
Don't you want like as a woman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm
as a woman.
Me as a woman. That's how I start.
Don't you want a touch of danger or do you know what I mean? Like a artistic something. Just like
personality.
I'm Corporation the Man.
Yeah.
I am vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
I follow the rules. Well, unless they're consent or whatever.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I golf. I love my dad a lot.
Too much.
Too
I'd
much.
Say.
I would fuck my dad if he hadn't told me to stop already.
Stop trying, son. Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Creepy,
I mean,
you know?
I don't know how that. Well, that happens with everybody. Every, like, quote unquote basic person. You're just like, who taught you that this was the way to go? Like, why at no point did you stop and say, wow, everybody else is dressing like this. Every other girl is in a North Face and Uggs.
Yeah,
maybe
it's just so bizarre to me that you would watch a, like, high school movie from the 90s and be
honestly,
like, I want to be the bully. Like, he's
90s.
The coolest one.
All of the 90s was one long straight pride parade. Those like Van Wilder, like, whoa.
And now it's over.
Tara Reid's tits.
She looks like she got stomped on by an entire parade.
She got.
Jesus.
She got squished by a Zamboni.
She's on Cameo and.
Oh, she's like, hey, guys, remember me? It's me, Tara Reid. She's on a respirator.
Yeah, she's got an IV of pop-off vodka going through her veins.
Tracheotomy.
Sewing her nipple back on. Remember when her tit fell out and her nipple was like hanging by a thread? She had a terrible tit job.
Oh, my God. Tara,
get it together.
How did she not know?
Okay. They're making a America by 12. I play the grandmother.
Oh, no. There's something so funny about having your tit or any private part hanging out where you don't know and you're just smiling. Like, she's just smiling for the cameras.
Yeah.
Her boobs out.
That was those nipple slip days.
Yeah.
That's all you could get.
Yeah, so you think most of those were on purpose, right?
Oh, I think maybe the showing your clam was.
Showing your what?
Yeah, because it was so, there were so many right in a row. There was like Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, the Hiltons.
Vaginas just are so gross. I don't understand that. That's something I will not understand.
Yeah, I know.
Anybody sending pictures of their genitals, either way, no matter what you got, gross.
Yeah, oh, that's always a weird one.
That's a necessary evil. We got to mush that together.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see it.
Sure.
I mean, I don't want to see
it
on my
phone.
I'll
stop. I get it.
No
I'll
more.
Stop texting it to
stop
you.
Stop while I'm at work.
Jesus Christ. Just send it to your sister.
No.
She can forward it to you.
I'm still laughing at you saying Sarah Reed's getting her nipples sewn back
on. They did. They had like a scar all the way around.
She had Frankenboobs.
Yeah. Was she like, oh man, that was sad though.
She was a mess.
She really became an alcoholic. She got famous too young.
She still is, right? An alcoholic? I don't think
she's
like...
I don't know, Catherine.
I feel bad. Let's leave Tara Reid alone.
Leave Tara Reid alone.
Leave her alone, you guys.
Come on.
You started it.
Knock it off.
You go after John Stossel. He deserves it, but not Tara. She's a sweet lady. I could see her playing Casey Anthony in the news.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, that would
Although
work.
Although she looks like...
Casey Anthony's great-great
like
grandmother.
Twice her age, right.
Yeah. This is
she
like,
doesn't have that kind of those like mushed together features and that, you know.
The bean head? She's got a triple forehead. It doesn't go up.
And this
it goes
is your
out.
Ideal woman, by the way.
Yeah, you know why? I think the other day I was looking at a horrible picture of her and I was like, oh, I think I look like Casey Anthony.
No, you do not look like Casey
yeah,
Anthony.
I do. Pennsylvania trash.
No.
But kind of, huh?
Your baby's going to drown in a in-ground pool.
Oh, thanks.
A hot tub, even.
A jacuzzi.
A jacuzzi. We'll make baby tea.
Oh, my
God. You and I.
No.
Babe.
This is so fucking horrible. We were just trying to compliment Tara Reid, and it turned... Did you think she has kids? Boy, oh, boy. Imagine having her as a mom.
Not that she knows of. Did you get your apartment all fixed up? You're having plumbing issues or something?
No.
I wasn't listening to.
Yeah, I really needed your support with that. No, our faucet in my bathroom, it's just no matter how hard you turn it off, it's just like pouring. And so I had the plumber come yesterday. But here's the thing that I don't understand. And this happens a lot. This happened to you with... the furniture people, and it happens with like cable installments and stuff. The landlord property management just emailed me and they're like, okay, they'll be there on Tuesday between 9 and 11. And then they just like don't answer
you
for the rest
of
the weekend.
Like 9/11? It's like that was a national tragedy. A bunch of terrorists flew into the buildings in this city, and people are still.
I know. I sent her all of that.
Yeah.
But what the fuck?
Asbestos. People's lungs.
They're how are you just assuming? You think I'm going to take off work to have a plumber come fix my faucet?
It's always the worst fucking.
No, you guys pay the water bill. I don't. I'll just leave it dripping forever. Fuck you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I'll just leave
flood
it.
Just flood the
yeah,
bathroom.
I don't care. I don't know. I don't know. None of this is particularly interesting. It's just so hard trying to do normal people stuff when you work overnights and you're nocturnal. Yeah,
well, nobody has any sympathy for you. Like, I'll have people come here, like Jehovah's Witness stuff, and it's like, I'm in a dead sleep. I'm in my REM sleep and just, like, doorbells ringing,
and
buzzing.
Don't you always think, or maybe I'm projecting, but I always assume they think I'm just some layabout who doesn't have a job.
Well, like, when I get to the door.
In your pajamas at 3? I've had somebody say that, like, oh, sorry for waking you. I'm like, I've been asleep for 2 hours,
you
bitch.
Fuck you. I feel like my landlord thinks I'm some kind of, like, trust fund kid.
Yeah, because he probably never sees you leaving.
I come home every day at noon.
Cover of night.
And he eyeballs me, and he just, like, I can tell. I think he thinks that somebody's paying for this building, because every time he sees me, I'm, like, rubbing my eyes and walking the dog at 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Another thing that I can't fucking stand is people telling me that they are tired.
You get so mad.
I do, because it's like, people are like, I had to wake up at 6 a.m. today. It's like, if I got to sleep
until
6 a.m., I would be able to lift a full-size sedan over my head.
You'd have birds landing on your finger.
I'd be a genius.
You'd be singing. I spent a full year when I was in the in the middle of my overnight shifts, like a year or two in. I spent a full year getting 4 hours of sleep every day. I would sleep in the middle of the afternoon for a while and then get up and just do stuff, because the world, I mean, that's just how it works. The world is a daytime... It's catered to daywalkers.
Also, you're like, what's it called? You're
You haven't fucked your rhythm. Circadian rhythm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yet.
So your rhythm doesn't, when the sun comes up, it doesn't like adjust. Like your body wants to be awake no matter what. So you're not going to get those extra hours.
And you feel kind of refreshed after 4 hours. I was able to go a good long while being like, your body just thinks it's like a nap because it's the middle of the day.
I average about five.
Yeah, so when people are like,
5:15.
I only got 6 hours of sleep last night. You're like, oh no.
Yeah, even if you got 5 hours of sleep, try doing it for a decade. Yeah. You know?
Although, you know, I mean, we could be doing other things.
And people tune in mostly to hear complaining. Yeah. And I, you know.
People love the
complaining. People love the complaining.
That's what they said. We asked for feedback and they said, can you complain more?
You should have been tipped off by the name Suicide Pack that we were a couple of dramatic bitches.
Miserable.
When you called us.
Yeah, you guys asked us to do this.
I don't know. It's tough being vampires. Vampire king and queen of comedy.
Oh, can we talk about the Vampire King?
Are you talking about the Vampire King of Austin?
Yes, specifically the Vampire King of Austin.
Sure, we can talk about the Vampire King of Austin.
We haven't. We've been meaning to. This won't be a complaint. This will be a high praise.
I want more people to be aware. Okay, so I don't know what year it was. Fuck, I want to say like 2008 or something. Mm-hmm. I saw an episode of True Life about like people who had magic powers.
True Life, I'm a Vampire King of Austin.
No, it wasn't called that. It was called like something Coven. Something, something Coven.
Really?
If you want to look it up. Yeah, you can buy it on like iTunes for like $2. And in this episode of True Life, there was a Vampire King of Austin who ruled over the Vampire Court of Austin.
Right.
Which is a bunch of
naturally
people,
bunch
let's
of
say.
Losers.
Vampires with like long fingernails and mm-hmm. flowy gowns. And
rice idiots.
Yeah. Yellow contacts and fangs. He's a fangmonger.
Yeah, he is a fangmonger.
He makes fangs if you want to look online. And I just fucking fell in love with them. It's the silliest guy. Because they think they're vampires. They really think they're vampires. They look into the camera and they explain to you how they are real life monsters that don't exist. And it is so heartwarming and wonderful stupid.
Imagine doubling down that hard. Like, You could play softball in your spare time, or you could go sailing, or, you know, make movies. But these people are like, we are vampires.
And we are hot, and we fuck. And he has a couple of concubines. He's got like a sexy, like, hot bowling alley woman and then with pointy ears. And then he's got a plus-size Harley Quinn type.
Yeah, he had to import the jugs from outside of there. She has the biggest boobs
I have got big ones.
Ever seen. And it's really funny to me how he sort of convinced his wife that this is just the way things work in this universe.
In the vampire community.
That he has to have like a concubine. And so it's like he's forcing them into this triad when she's just like not happy about it. When she does her talking head saying, she's like, yeah, and now we have Lacey.
Yeah, they were on a recent reality show called... Our Strange Love.
Yeah.
So they're back. They've been around for a long time. And
well,
they're
they
like,
are immortal. So
sure. Sure. I can't believe there's not one person in their lives that when they say, yeah, I'm a vampire, so there's not one person that goes, no, you're not a fucking vampire.
I bet you they've got some kind of like defamation league or something.
Sure, like, yeah.
You can't harass people who think they're vampires.
Yeah, that's how they get around. They get like a diversity pass. They get to be on like NBC's diversity showcase, comedy showcase.
He's still just a white guy, but he's a vampire. Yeah, that's what white guys are resorting to now.
Is vampire a race? Or is it an affliction?
I don't know. I mean, they seem to be pretty proud of it.
He drinks blood.
The wife is a psychic vampire.
Yeah, they do now, but this is a new development. You gotta stay on top of things, you know.
Okay,
I'm on the Instagram. I'm on the YouTube.
I don't like him as much as you do because you seem to idolize him in a way.
No, I think it's hilarious. I also think that we deserve. If he gets Austin,
Yeah.
We should get New York.
We should be the Vampire King and Queen of New York.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Every year they have a ball, a vampire's ball in New Orleans, and we're going to go dressed as Frankensteins. I thought we were dressing up as fake stupid monsters.
Oh, I'm Boo Berry.
Yeah.
Oh, we're Frankensteins.
Yeah, we're Frankensteins. How long have you been a vampire? Yeah, I've been a Frankenstein for a long time.
Yeah, I'm the chancellor of the Frankenstein community.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty much a mummy, so.
I love it when people do something stupid and then they take it very seriously. You know, like I imagine.
He talks all like in a Victorian.
Yeah, he's got like lace cuffs and rings. And he thinks he's incredible. He does this thing where he's got like a vlog. And you know when you can tell somebody is just staring at their own face?
Yeah.
The entire time. He's like moving his eyebrows.
Every
and, like,
woman's Instagram.
Just enamored with his own face.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, he makes me uncomfortable. Also, I mean, we're nocturnal. He's not. We should fight him for the...
Right.
Are there others? If there's a Vampire King of Austin, there should be other Vampire Kings.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I'm saying like...
But I've only heard of him.
We got to find this out.
And he's got this massive court of other vampires and mages. And I think even, if I'm not mistaken, werewolves, lycanthropes.
No. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's scary. They eat people, don't they?
So do vampires.
No. And not in these types of vampires, they like...
they've
got like a
they test each other for AIDS and then they
yeah
pick
they do
each
it
other's,
they're real
they
nerds
take
about
prep.
It they've got a deal with the blood bank. I think they just like donate.
No, they just pinprick each other. Oh. And then it's like, wow, that's a very small amount of blood that sustains you.
So gross.
but a lot of them are psychic vampires. See, there's different types of vampires.
Yeah.
That you can be.
What kind of vampire would you be?
I'm like a vampire with that's like shredded.
Oh yeah,
like like in great shape and also hilarious.
Oh yeah, big dick fucks a lot.
Yeah,
comedy
that's
vampire.
It. That one. I have to have a bunch of concubines.
No, you don't.
Yeah,
that's not part of it.
I drink pussy juice.
Oh my God. Oh, this is like second to would you suck a dick for $1 million? It's like. Oh, vampires love going down on their girlfriends when they're on their period. I've heard that so often.
Speaking of being on your period, do you remember that time? Because I've been writing bullet points down for things I want to talk about on
like
the podcast.
I don't like wherever this is going.
Remember that time you shit blood? You called me and you were like, I'm shitting blood. And this is like, what, 45 minutes into our relationship? It's very early on.
Why? Doing this to me right now. What is,
and you do you not want to talk about
no,
this?
No, I'll talk about it. You brought it up. I got to clear the air now. First and foremost, I need you to know that's not what a period is.
No, I think
don't you mansplain
periods.
Go to the
Wikipedia later, but I'm pretty sure.
Well, what happened
period
was
is when you bleed out your butthole. Because I remember I just had my period.
You do. You get your period
when
a lot.
We went to Bombay Bread Bar. I kept getting my period.
You had a miscarriage.
Yeah, I had a miscarriage.
So what happened
came
was...
out of the bathroom, there's a bunch of protesters. What if that was the next Jesus?
This doesn't make any sense.
Why? Because I aborted my butt baby. You don't know what I'm saying? You don't get...
Go on.
Anyway, write us at
johnstossel@buttweasel.com. Anyway, so...
gmail.com.
So, I...
shitting blood.
Yeah. I'll start from the end, from the reveal. I ate a bunch of beets.
Well, can we start from I kept asking you if you had beets?
Yeah. So I said, Ian, I hate to tell you this, but I'm really scared. I think I'm shitting blood. And you were like, did you eat beets? And I was like, no, I did not eat beets. And you were like, you're sure you didn't eat beets? And I was like, yeah, this is really bad. I've never experienced anything like this before. And you said something that I didn't see coming. You said, well, you have to go to the doctor. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, immediately.
Why?
Because that's a bad sign.
I remember what you said. You said, if you don't go to the doctor, we're in a fight. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Promise.
That's that's typical Catherine right there. That's why, like, I bet what I think happened is halfway through the conversation with me, you realize that you had eaten beets, but you will not show weakness.
Why would I? No, because I...
I'll go to the fucking doctor.
I did. I went to the doctor.
And what did he ask you?
He said, did you eat beets? And I said, no. And then he said, okay, I'm going to have to examine you. And then I remember this part vividly because it was humiliating. He goes, I'm going to need a chaperone, because he was like a 50-year-old man. And
leave,
I guess he was like,
Jesus,
I can't finger your butt without supervision. So we needed two young like nurses to come in and watch.
Why two?
I don't know. They were excited. They were they couldn't decide who which one of them got to watch. Anyway, like an hour after that, he was like, no, you're fine. I don't see anything. He tried to refer me to a specialist, and I was like, no, I'd rather die. And then I remembered later that day, oh, I ate beets.
I had been eating beets like apples all day, biting straight into it.
Guys, I just, this is, let this be a lesson to you, because this is, just appreciate how much I'm bearing my soul right now. This is a humiliating thing that happened. A man put his entire fist up my butt. That's not true.
He lost his watch. That's where you got that watch you lost in that woman.
Yeah,
it's
he
a circle
gave it
of
me.
Life.
It's like Pay It Forward.
It's like Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, just if you eat beets, write it down. Write it down.
Or just remember what you had for dinner. It doesn't seem that difficult to me.
No, I mean, maybe I've got something else going on where I got like a slow colon or something, but it was like days later. That's why I didn't remember it.
Slow colon.
Old slow colon Zini. That's what they called me in high school. Oh my God.
Isn't it weird how Colin Powell's name is Colin?
I wrote this down. I swear to God, I wrote this in my phone
you
a couple days
ago. You wrote that
down? I wrote this down a couple
Great
days
minds.
Ago. Because, yeah, I did, because I know people in the early 2000s, like, road comics. They must have done this. This has been beaten to death.
Sure.
But we were talking about him the other day, and it just made me laugh out loud by myself to be like, it's spelled Colin. Like, he's had so many opportunities to just be like, you know what, I'm just going to go by Colin. But he just is so proudly like, no, it's actually Colin. It's C-O-L-I-N, but I'm going to pronounce it prolapsed colon.
Yeah, weird.
I don't know. I mean, we've all thought of that, right?
We saw somebody at an open mic say, hey.
What?
Wasn't it weird how back in the 90s everything was named after sex? Colin Pow, Conolingus Rice, Dick Cheney. Do you remember this?
What race was this person? What are you doing?
Black.
Okay.
What was I doing? Isn't that not black?
I don't remember that.
I think I was by myself. But it's just funny that he thought her name was Conolingus Rice.
Do you really think he thought that?
Yeah,
or
he was dumb. Like, all his jokes were insane.
Oh, man. I don't remember. I miss going to open mics. That's
no, you do not. I went to one the other night. Holy shit. Just oh, makes you feel so bad.
Sad,
it's
hellish,
like,
wasteland.
It's like, you poor people.
Everybody.
What made you think you could do this?
Or, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the...
There's some people that it's like, you don't even have a, like, an understanding of what a joke is. Like, you don't, you're devoid of humor.
Really,
you have a deficit.
I do think there are some people who genuinely just go for the hang to be a part of a sort of community. Like,
yeah, I know that's true.
They got a family at home and they go after work and they like telling people that they're a comedian, but they're not really.
What a weird thing. What a weird thing to be able to just go somewhere and practice a skill horribly, like do it poorly and be like cool with that. Be like, well, it's just my thing I do. I go to this place.
Well, I don't think they
I go to the Y, and then I just throw the basketball into the bleachers, and then I hang out afterwards. I get a beer with the rest of the guys. I try to bite the basketball. I'm running around on all fours. He's like, just don't come here.
I know this sounds mean, but it does happen. It certainly does
happen. It almost exclusively happens. It's almost the only thing that happens at open mics.
I'm trying to be fucking diplomatic, Ian.
I don't give a fuck, man.
Throwing the basketball into the bleachers.
Well, I just like having a hobby. It's like, well, you're ruining the game for everybody. We're trying to do something here. I mean, I'm not trying to go pro. I'm not trying to be in the NBA, yeah. But I would like to at least, you know,
do some bar basketball shows.
Yeah. No, I do want. I am
do a basketball game in the back no, of this a pizza
is
a, shop.
This is a character talking about the. I am trying to go to comedy NBA.
Okay,
we both are, right?
Yeah, the WNBA.
This
for
is
me.
Us. Sure,
I'm going to the comedy WNBA where we have a smaller ball and it's colorful, and we mm-hmm. all support each other.
Yeah.
And we're
women's
all
open mics.
Bad.
How do you feel about that? Can we talk about that?
I've never been to one. I've never been to an all.
They seem so silly to me.
An all women's open mic. I wouldn't know.
It seems like somebody just goes up and everybody just scream laughs at everything they say.
I do.
It's so supportive.
Yeah, I do. I would feel weird if I was in a room that was too supportive just based on some sort of demographic rather than your comedy, but I don't know.
I don't hate the idea. Like, I think if it makes women feel more safe.
Yeah.
And they can't shake the feeling of being the only person of their gender in a room every time they do an open mic, and that negatively impacts their performances.
That
and they
does
need
seem
a,
nice.
Need a place to practice with training wheels a little bit. I can understand that, but I also think that it's probably like a participation trophy type situation.
No,
where
you sound like a real Fox News.
Well, I'm a big John Stossel fan.
Yeah, does he work for Fox News now? That's great.
I think so. I think he does work for Fox News.
Yeah, I don't know. All female mics are fine. I don't have a problem with them. I've just never gone. Usually there are weird times, too. It's like 4 o'clock on a Sunday, and I'm not awake yet.
Yeah. Sundays is us time to be hungover.
Yeah, that's true.
And to say we're going to podcast, and then to don't. Put it off
until
the day after it's supposed to come
that's
out.
That's why it's late. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry we're miscreants. Let's set a, because this is, I know we're not too late. We're usually on a Tuesday night or a Wednesday morning. Let's say Wednesdays at some point from now on.
No, I think we should do what we've been doing.
What's that?
The deadline is Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And then we get mad at each other and we do it Wednesday. So you, the listener, can expect it Tuesday night. And if you don't get it,
yeah,
it'll come Wednesday.
If we said Tuesday night and it doesn't show up, you're like, oh, they got into a fight. Oh, they're fighting. Because we're on episode 12, but in terms of scrapped episodes, I think we're on like 72.
Yeah, 72.
On ones we're like, well, I don't know. Why don't you fucking start it? I don't know. If you have something better, why don't you do it? And you're like, fine, I will.
No, it's more like, you can't say that.
But you can't.
Say it at the microphone.
You can't say half the shit that
you
comes
can't.
Out of your mouth.
She's nice.
She
Stop
is nice.
Stop saying that.
She is nice. You're not nice.
Don't worry. We're going to stay together. We're not going to break up.
Stay together for the podcast.
We're
going to
keep making podcasts. So that's the end of the show. Please rate and review our podcast so this keeps happening, and recommend it to people. Tweet it out. Put it on Instagram. Put us on Reddit or something. We have a show this Friday, 7 p.m., Parkside Lounge. We're there every Friday. This next show is going to be great. We have a big crowd coming. Killer comedians. Check us out on Mike Racine's podcast,
oh,
The
yeah.
Sit Down,
yes.
which we did recently, and subscribe to his podcast. Look up everything he's ever done. He's one of the funniest dudes in New York. He's the best. And that's it, right? Anything else?
I think that's it. Email us at johnstosselsabuttweasel.com. Good night. Love you.
Good night.